These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Cool. And Michelle, I'm sorry I reprimanded you that you still think every time I press record, we're actually live on the air.
It makes me nervous.
Okay.
I'm practicing for when we do live television. We're so trained for it.
3, 2.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Good morning, students. I'm Michelle Baber.
And I'm Lauren Davis.
And we have a very special guest today. Philip White is joining us. He's a singer. He's an entrepreneur. He's a Bravo scholar. And he's very, very, very fun to dance with at a Meredith Marks DJ set. Don't ask me how I know, but I know because I did it with him. Welcome, Philip.
Woo!
Thank you. Our favorite regulatory analyst. Yes.
You
gotta pay the bill somehow.
I know.
Now, Philip, do you factor your receivables when you're a regulatory analyst? That's just Elisa Barlow.
Factoring
somebody.
Are you federally regulated?
Yeah.
Are you federally regulated?
I do more of like permitting and environmental type stuff. So, no accounting.
Oh, that's actually cool.
Department.
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. But there's big Bravo news.
I saw a tweet yesterday that was like, isn't it crazy that Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau are dating and we just never talk about it because so much shit is happening all the time. It's like, it's crazy I even brought it up because.
There's too much going on in the world on E! Network. E! Exclamation point. Who knew?
Yeah. E! Back in the news.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't keep a good girl down.
Okay, so Phil, where do you stand on the OG Housewives? Like, were you a big, like, OG Roni fan, Stan?
Yes, I am an absolute Roni fan. It's funny, before Bethany did her TikTok stuff, I was a huge Bethany fan. It's a little different now, my views of Bethany, but I mean, it just doesn't get better than old New York. And seeing Bethany, Dorinda, Sonia, you know, the Countess, favorite people. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Countess Luann.
That's America's team of housewives, you know?
Those are just my favorite people in general. And I have a husband. Yeah. I have a child. Mm-hmm. But there's something about Sonia screaming at her best friends, don't touch the Morgan letters.
Mm-hmm. She's okay.
Classic. Oh,
she's so
cool. Yeah,
have you seen the teaser, Philip? The E! Entertainment cobbled together
cameos
trailer that they rushed to get out?
I was like, I think the problem that I'm going to have with the reboot is the production. Like, if we don't have who was producing Bravo stuff, we're going to have problems.
Well, we already do have problems, Philip, before production has even started.
We do.
We have big problems. These girls just can't stay away from the drama. And by drama, I mean racism. So Jill Zarin was announced that she was going to be on the show, the reboot on E! Network. And then there was the Super Bowl on Sunday. She said that the Bad Bunny halftime show was one of the worst halftime shows she's ever seen. She didn't know why it had to all be in Spanish.
Grabbing his G area. You can't say groin. That's not a curse.
They say groin on football games all of the time. It's a big injury that happens with football players all of the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
But he was grabbing his G and he was speaking his S, which is Spanish. And she, no bueno for Jill Zarin.
There was not one white person on the stage. And Lady Gaga had a facelift, so she doesn't count as a white
Lady
person.
Does Lady Gaga not count?
What are you talking
about? No, not if you've had two facelifts. You're no longer white to Jill. So then she got fired.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, I never get tired of it, seeing the swift cancellation of justice on these thirsty, desperate people getting pried away from attention.
Especially Jill. She keeps doing stuff like this and getting herself taken off a show before it even begins production. This happened on the reboot that Bravo tried doing a few years ago. Do you remember this? So they were going to have what were they going to call it? It was like they were going to Rony Legacy. And then she's like, I'm not getting paid enough. And they were like, bye. So, but did you see they just announced like 2 hours ago, Jill's already, so she got fired yesterday. And then they announced like 2 hours ago, they've already replaced her with Dorinda. So it all worked out.
And I love Dorinda. I just don't know how I feel because I'm like, is this, what is it called? Golden Legacy? What are we naming the e-show?
It's not Golden Shower. Golden Hours?
Song of Florida? I can't remember. The Golden Years?
The Golden Girls?
The Golden Years.
Golden
Out on the Lanai.
Everyone's still just calling it Rony.
Golden Line. Okay. From what I saw, I didn't read everything, but from what I saw, it sounds like it's definitely an interesting family dynamic with them and her. So,
yeah.
Philip, are you media trained? We are. You're very good at this.
Just a little.
You're a little.
Yeah, I was like, you sound like a Bravo celebrity. The way very careful not to shut any doors in the future.
Mm-hmm. It's giving a little Kyle Richards of like, I'm going to talk about it.
She's so good at it. She is so good at it. But yeah, sadly, all my Jill candles, I've burned them all, so I don't have to worry about her anymore. So, yeah.
Bye.
But her candles were really good when I think they had them at Sam's. Yeah, they were like 3 for $25. No shade. They were actually great candles.
How many wicks, Philip?
How many wicks did you make me lately?
Were only one wick.
Yeah, the Grand Dame didn't get to her yet. Mm-hmm. The Grand Dame did not get to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we clocked that.
Just as we suspected. One wick.
You know who else had one wick? Dr. Wendy.
John Wick. Oh, and Dr. Wendy.
That's true. I haven't
but
tried
then she
Dr.
Made
Wendy's
five.
Candles. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I'm not sure. Not sure if either Jill or Dr. Wendy are going to be
at Sam's.
Okay. They're going to fade like a candle in the wind.
Oh, my gosh, Lauren.
I don't know. They're not going to die. Sorry. You know what I mean? Just an Elton John pun. Okay, you know. So let's talk about the episode of Summer House. Speaking of fading like a candle in the wind, Kyle and Amanda's marriage falling apart is, compelling television as always, in my opinion.
I love
it. What did you guys think of the episode?
I love it.
I honestly think episode 2 has done more than Beverly Hills has done the entire season.
Yes.
I forgot Beverly Hills was on.
Yeah.
For the last 6 years.
Yeah, same.
Same.
Yeah, this was I really liked the, What's it called?
Vintage.
Timing, the pacing of the episode where
it felt
like
vintage Summer House to me. Mm-hmm. They were fighting. They were drinking heavily. They were staying out late again. Like they weren't just all laying in bed.
All on cocaine again. Let's just call it what it is.
They were allegedly.
So we pick up with Kyle getting really jealous about Amanda skinny dipping, which she's like, we skinny dip like all the, that's like the TV show is us doing
that.
Yes, that was, for years.
Yeah, but She also wasn't skinny dipping.
She had a tan bra.
She was wearing a bra and underwear. She was like, yeah. No, skinny dipping is what I did at my best friend's wedding. And you just walked around the pool.
But that, I think all those guys were so hammered because they were like, well, we saw her titties. I was like, no, you didn't.
You didn't see anything.
It's just, you know what? It's been so long since they've seen tits that felt like they've seen boobs. They were like,
those
oh,
are tits.
Boobs. Yeah.
Lacey.
You know what I really think that made this different from the other times they've been skinny dipping? I honestly think it might have been Ben was in the pool. Our new Australian castmate.
Yes. Our handsome Australian Christian.
Yes. I'd let him go down under.
For sure.
Yeah, he's a cutie. And he's like, yeah, like the other like young men in the house, like they all kind of were like, they all like are like, oh, no cap. Like they're all kind of like Gen Z, like Beavis and Butthead. But yeah. He's like Australian bachelor.
He's so sweet. He talks about like you know, he grew up like really like conservative, like really religious. Mm-hmm. So even like when he talks about sex or anything at all, like he gets all bright red. Even in the confessional, you can see him like freaking out in hives. His ears are getting all red. He's just like, I just get so nervous.
Well, he better get ready because there's going to be a lot of sex talk and a lot of nudity in that house. So get ready, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's with him.
Yeah.
I think we did get a little bit of nudity from him actually in the episode.
We did. Yeah. We saw his butt. Oh, this is what I was missing from Summer House. Remember, that's how like the show started. You know, it used to just be like we'd have all these like cameras in everyone's bedroom. We just watch them fuck forever. Yeah. Get back to that.
It was like softcore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, they know what the girls want. They're giving us a little thunder down under and like, you know, love triangle, love that dare not speak its name between Amanda and Ben.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. Yeah.
They know what's like going on.
Yes. Yeah. But who doesn't know what's going on is Kyle, who continues to talk shit about his wife the next night.
Yes.
Who says that Amanda smokes weed every night. They haven't fucked in 2 years. That she makes the house all messy. And then it's too messy to hire a housekeeper. And he tried to get her mom to come and clean, but she wouldn't do it. I'm like,
whoa.
Yeah, like he just keeps digging deeper. And I'm like, also, which one do you guys relate to? Smoking weed before bed wife or doing coke before bed allegedly husband?
Ooh, well, it depends if I'm 20 years old or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah, because I feel like this age, like one might really test like my heart more than the other. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
he's got quite a vascular system.
Well, you know what? I'll say this about Kyle. The man has not aged at all.
Oh, my God. Yes, Philip.
He looks exactly the same.
Philip, because you said you met him and the Kyle Cook effect is real, right?
The Kyle Cook effect is actually very real. I saw him at BravoCon. I waited in the Loverboy booth to meet him. And the moment I saw him, I was like, geez, I was not, because he is not my Bravo crush. And when I met him, I was like, wait, I'm like actually crushing on you. Like, you're charming. This is weird. Because on TV, he's a whole different person on TV, which I respect.
He's a real lover boy.
Yeah, no, he's very charming. So I see the appeal that other people are seeing for sure.
Wait, so who is your Bravo crush?
It's actually always been Craig from Southern Charm. He's
I remember you saying that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it the pillow talk?
It's the pillow talk, the Southern gentleman, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I liked when he had the dad bod more. Not his personality when he had the dad bod, but just like his body. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, yeah.
That's,
definitely.
Yeah, he was fine. Yeah.
Yeah, before Paige.
Before, you know, yes, what I, my era of Craig Conover, my favorite era of Craig Conover was the years he lied about passing the bar exam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little shady.
But he's so like Googleable. It's so verifiable. I know.
That's true.
Yeah, Amanda kind of catches Kyle talking about her, and then like CJ is like, well, I'm sorry, like I was like, well, I'm so sorry, man, I hope your marriage gets better, basically, like in front of Amanda. And then, like, he, like, blows it,
and then all
I'm
the
like
other guys just like kind
reality
of
reality star.
He's so like, sincere.
Yeah, he's like,
he
I hope like, your
really
marriage gets
it.
Better. And then Amanda's like, what's going on, boys? Like, you know, and then all of the other guys like walk away. And then Amanda's like, why won't you talk to me about what's going on, Kyle? Why can't you connect with me emotionally? And he's like, you're not getting it.
What seemed like this episode, correct me if I'm wrong, it really seems like they agreed they were not going to talk about their relationship with each other on camera. Like, that's what it seemed like, I feel like, keeps happening is like, or like he wanted that and she didn't, because it's like they will are talking about it to everyone else.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, they might have had some kind of agreement, because did you see, like, they were basically breaking the fourth wall. She was like, you better tell me before I see it on the cameras. And I'm like, oh, y'all might have a little agreement. Off air.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's the only thing they agree on.
It
is. They probably were like, this year, okay, we have so much going on, we're just not going to talk about it. And they both instantly like broke it and talked
they
to
broke
other people
it.
About
yeah,
it. And
yeah, because
like,
Kyle also invited the cameras in the house to get B-roll of all of the like joints around the house and like the mess that Amanda leaves around. They're like, no, come in. This is a good day to shoot some B-roll in here, boys.
Yeah. Go ahead and catch the messy house.
But like, to me, I'm like, I don't think it was that it wasn't as messy as the summer house.
Yeah, no. Ooh, I mean, I feel like maybe just New York apartments are more compact. And so if you have a lot of stuff, sometimes there are days you just have extra stuff laying around. But apparently that is a problem for Kyle.
That is a problem for Kyle Cook. He doesn't like it. And he lets everybody know who doesn't really know him or Amanda or their relationship, because they just moved into this house. God. And they're like 20 years younger than him.
Yeah, I find it so fascinating that he loves telling everybody about his problems except to his wife, Amanda. Like, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd rather tell it to everybody on TV than versus just pull her to the side and tell her. But, you know, that's just me. That's what I would do. But
and I feel like it's different when Amanda talks to Sierra about it, because they're like actually friends. But when like Kyle talks to his new 13 years younger castmates about it, it's like, or like his new castmate who he met yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, that's
a little weird. And you can tell that they felt like this is a little weird. And even Carl, who is very good friends with Kyle, I'd say one of his best friends, he officiated their wedding, so this is probably very bizarre. Also, Carl is sober, and he's just watching all of this happen with Kyle, and is like, he really does look like he's very concerned for Kyle, honestly. Yes. Like, he's like, and he's seen Kyle in a lot of different eras, and they've been on the show together for many years, 10 years. And I think this is like the most concerned I've really seen Carl. Kyle.
I agree. And it's like, we know Kyle has had many temper tantrums in his time in the summer house. So when his best friend is like, something's wrong, like, okay, something is definitely wrong.
Yeah. But not wrong enough to have Kyle not stay out all night and get home later than Amanda. So that's exactly what happens. Yep. Just like old times. Mm-hmm. But he actually, so he got home. So Amanda and Sierra got home, I remember, like at 11:30. I was like, that's really late for them. And then Kyle, I was surprised how early he came back. He came back at like, was it like 1 something? Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the guys came back around like 2 or 3 or something like that. And they said like, oh, my God, we outlasted Kyle. But then we find out later why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a, what's it called? A Chekhov's Kyle coming home, not last. Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll find out. Yeah. Yeah.
Why that happens.
Yeah.
Because it never does.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a really exciting part of the episode. They're back in the city and the girlies meet up with none other than Lindsay Hubbard. Are you a Lindsay fan, Philip?
She came in with the bob and oh my God. I was like, okay, Lindsay is back.
Oh,
it's business.
So cunt. The cunt bob. Yes, it's PR Lindsay and she's all business. And she's like, it's not a mom bob. Okay.
It's a
fuck ass bob. It's vintage Lindsay bob. It's exactly. How many sandwiches have you made me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I love that.
And then, okay, so I love her daughter's name, but every time, like Lindsay Gemma. Said this like seven times, she's like, Gemma is, I always in my mind do the Gemma is a fat cunt monologue from New York.
Is she not the great? I would love to see Tiffany and Kyle cook on screen together in some sort of a capacity.
That would be great. Yeah,
I think she can really help him.
House of Villains.
House of Villains really would be a good avenue for that. Yeah. Let's do it.
I think it'd be good for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Manifesting.
Honestly, he needs the money, we find out.
But oh my God, now every time Lindsay talks about her kid, I'm gonna think. And basically, I think Gemma is a fat cunt. I would tell her she's a fat cunt.
Can't get it out of our
heads. We love Lindsay's baby. Oh my God, it's like a song.
I'm gonna send her baby the old maiden type of shoes.
Yeah. Oh my God. she will love that.
Okay. Also, every time I read the front of Carl's book, Cake Boy, or Cake Eater, I always think of your man Christian as a cake boy. He's a disco dancing, Oscar Wilde reading, Streisand ticket holding friend of Dorothy. Like, they are iconic monologues play in my head. I'm not doing it. They're doing it.
I love that. Oh my God. We always have these random quotes that come to us. I love it. Oh my God. Y'all are my people.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Oh my God. I love New York.
I love New York.
We're in New York City with the girls.
They're in New York City. Amanda, Sierra, and Lindsay. And Lindsay is going to be on the show next week. She promises us.
They also order Hugo spritzes her and Sierra. And she's like, make mine strong. And I'm like,
I so relate to that.
You know,
please,
and you know
make it a double.
Yeah. And yes, and what's great about Lindsay, she doesn't even have to be on screen for very long. I just need a little bit of her. I mean, I can have her all day. But even just like the little bit we get of her in this episode, it just feels so good because she just, her facial expressions when Amanda's talking about Kyle.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Heaven.
You know that in her head, even all these years, a decade later, she's still thinking, I'm going to block you on Facebook.
I'm going to block
you. And send a 17-page email about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's so funny is that Kyle still is talking to literally everybody, and apparently he talks to Lindsay, too. I'm like, this man.
this guy, how are you not talking to your wife?
It's like, Kyle, she's a friend of.
Everybody but Amanda.
Yeah, like Lindsay's over here changing diapers and like Kyle's like, and Amanda won't talk to me. And Lindsay's like, how many sandwiches have you made her lately?
No, she definitely has Kyle's back. She's like, so Amanda, Kyle tells me that he feels alone and defeated because of you.
She goes right to it. That's what Lindsay's great at. She's not like, how are you? Yeah, she's like I'm not watching my kid tonight.
The baby's being taken care of.
I gotta get
in here and get some business done.
And that's why Bravo pays her the big bucks because she'll go sit down and be like, hey, why is your marriage falling apart? And then Amanda immediately has to be like, because this is what Kyle's doing.
Yes.
The great activator, Lindsay Hubbard.
The great activator. I'm so excited for her to be like the center of the spinoff because she is going to keep that ship on track.
She will, and everybody will revolve around her. But this is like the famous, like this was the scene that's been in all of like the trailer and promos that we find out about Kyle, you know, just being out, DJing, doing all the things, and that he was at a fan's house until like 5 a.m. And this is when we got the famous
6:30.
Oh, 6:30 a.m.
Sorry. The fan was having
a house party.
I was thinking Central Standard Time. He was East Coast. It was Central for me.
Yes,
for Central Time for me.
Yeah. Michelle woke up in the middle of the night as she felt Kyle walking home. I was like Miss Clavel.
I know, like, what he's up to.
Something is not right.
Something is not right.
Something is afoot.
She could tell. She knew. She felt it.
Yeah.
I also like the way Sierra and Lindsay look at each other. Like, he definitely fucked that girl.
Yeah.
They just like exchange a look. Like,
yeah. And Lindsay's like.
Yeah.
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 I mean, if Amanda's been smoking weed and they haven't had sex in how many years did they say?
Two years?
Somebody was doing something.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
You know, I'm
know.
Sure they've
that's
had
a long
some
time.
Sort of sex. I don't think they've had sex. That's got to be hyperbole.
Yeah, it's got to be. He's probably exaggerating.
He is.
Yeah, but he's exaggerating, but also he's probably cheating on
he's
her.
He's definitely
too,
cheating
right?
on her. Yeah. No. He's definitely cheating on her. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I get out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even if he's not, it's like, it's almost just as bad that he's like cheating on her with like partying, you know?
Well,
it's
like the new guys in the house. Yeah. And just being more emotionally vulnerable to everybody he's coming in contact with outside of his wife. Like, he's just telling everybody everything except her.
What's tough for me is he just doesn't respect her. He's just never respected her. So it's hard to be on his side.
But I like him on TV.
Yeah.
But I like him. But, Daddy, I love him.
I love him. No,
but
no,
Daddy,
yeah,
I love
yeah.
him.
But do you think he like, do you think he likes Amanda? Because it's just very hard. From what I'm seeing, I was like, I don't know. But he's also lonely, so I get it.
Do you remember?
Like each other,
they don't.
I think.
They've never really got. Do you remember when how we were first introduced to Amanda? So she was not on like the cast, and she was introduced because like she was like Kyle's booty call for like whatever season that was. That the first season, yeah. And so she would just like come over and like to the summer house. They'd have sex, and then she would. I think one of those episodes, she was like, this feels so disrespectful. Like, I really like you. And he's like, I just can't be in a relationship with you right now. Like, they had been in a relationship. They had broken up. It was also when he told Stassi Schroeder that she looked like Steve Jobs in her swimsuit. Mm-hmm. Great season of television. He's never really respected her, I feel like.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough stuff, but what an entertaining guy, you know, classic one-liners, like telling his, I think, then girlfriend, now wife, you're not fun. Summer should be fun. Amanda.
Summer should be fun. Exactly.
And that was the season when they had the wall in the house that was just all stacked lover boys, like from like floor to ceiling.
Yeah. No, he knew how to do some marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll give him that over like a Sandoval or a Schwartz, where it's like they're kind of similar, where they're like in these Bravo marriages, where and it's like, but they really they like trick themselves into thinking they're workaholics because their job is drinking with fans and like having sex with them, you know. So they're like, but this is my job, you know.
But at least Kyle,
like during the day, he's on software, he's sending emails, he's pretending to have a job, and I respect that about him.
Well, and even in his confessional, just as a girly who does accounting, I was like, okay, he's talking about his revenue streams. He's talking about cash flows. We find out in this episode, too, not to get too ahead, but we find out that he's like, and this is something I didn't know, he's not paying himself. Like, so he's the CEO of Loverboy. He hasn't taken a salary from Loverboy in like since he was saying October. So like at that point, it had been almost a year because they started shooting that in July. So it had been almost a year he had not taken a paycheck from Loverboy. And he said, that's why part of why I had to start doing like DJing because I'm getting paid to travel. I'm getting paid to do all of this stuff. Like, I'm not getting paid from Loverboy anymore. And he said that he also had to inject like $500,000 into the business to kind of keep it afloat.
Yeah. But I do think that has always been Loverboy's business model is like, yeah, they got a bump when seltzers were big. But a lot of it, like why Craig was upset was that he and Lindsay, like a lot of how they sold was they have to go to clubs and events with cases of Loverboy. Otherwise, the bars don't want them.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Like, part of it is being a like, so I don't see how that's much. The DJing is much different other than like you're there later at night, I guess. Like, it's really kind of like the same thing, you know? Like, before he was having club appearances paid for and events, and now it's like he's just DJing at them.
Well,
you know?
I do think, like, especially when they were younger, like, and Amanda was more involved in the business too, like, she was going to a lot of these events with him. And so I think, don't you think, like, a big part of the relationship has, like the falling apart of it has been just her not wanting to have that sort of lifestyle
anymore. She's outgrown him.
She's outgrown everything.
Everything.
She really
has.
She doesn't
want to be on TV.
But, like, do you think, like, I'm just trying to think, don't you think that, like, he's really the OG of the summer house that still wants to do that? Like, I can't, I'm like, everyone has outgrown it. Paige has left. Well, she wasn't really an OG, but Lindsay's not really on the show anymore. She's had a child. Like, Amanda is like, Carl is sober, you know?
Like, he's like, summer never fades. He's like,
he wants it to be summer like
forever.
The only one who was still like hanging on to it. Yeah.
That's so dark, Michelle.
It is.
That's okay. but he is. Like, he's still just wanting to have that life. And it's like that, but that's a, I feel like it's a big part of like their relationship issues.
It's
like, she doesn't want to do that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I think that,
but it's okay.
We can definitely tell with what's going on in this episode. He's got to fill some kind of void. And so he's doing it by any means that he can. Now, do I agree with some of the stuff about entrepreneurship? I'm like, oh, absolutely. Like, I get revenue and not paying yourself. So I'm like, I get it. But I'm like, are we just kind of deflecting from just maybe you've outgrown the marriage, or maybe you just, you know, haven't realized that, hey, we need to do something different? I don't know.
And you need to sell the business. Oh my God. Give up the ghost with Loverboy. Jesus Christ.
Like, I still haven't had a Loverboy. I need to get some. Are they good?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good. I had one at BravoCon. Yeah, they're good.
They're like iced tea though, right? I don't like iced tea, so I'm not sure how I'd feel, but
yeah.
I'll do it. I think they
also have a THC one. I didn't get to try that one, but I've heard they do have THC. So,
for Amanda, competitive market.
For Amanda,
for Amanda before bed.
He's like, I made you something you don't even care. Look what I did at work all day. I made you pot.
Okay, to switch gears, I loved this Bailey. Like, random montage of her
in the city.
She's like, I had a problem with street interviews. They're not long enough.
I agree.
An online show with online girls. Yeah.
Do you know what? This reminded me of, do you remember Paige and Hannah's first season? And they, like, had a job like this with Jordan. Like, they would go and, like, do, like, street stuff. She did, like, fashion, like, social media. It was all very vague job.
Yes.
When I saw Bailey doing this, I was like, oh, my God, this is exactly what Paige did her first season.
Oh, my gosh. It also reminded me of Kelly Bensimone. Remember when she was jogging
running
traffic
the street?
with the camera? Yeah. And then she would be like, tell me what you think trendy is, sir. And the guy's like, I'm a taxi driver. Get out of my way.
Get out of the street, lady. You're going to get run over. And she's like, there's nothing more invigorating than running in the streets of New York City.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah. When y'all were saying that this season so far is giving kind of like all the good stuff we've seen before, I'm kind of wondering, especially with the In the City, are we trying to transition
the OGs off of this show and kind of get it to the new people? Because I'm actually interested in some of the new stuff going on, but it's like with Kyle and Amanda, you are sucking it all up. I love it because it's good for TV, but like you're literally sucking up all of the other people's energy and taking away their screen time.
They are. Well,
but I think it's smart because it eases us in with the new people. It's not forcing us to like them. We only met four of them because that's, or like three of them, because it's like, that's, four. That's all we need to meet right now.
Yeah. And it's like,
we're not going to force you to like them, you know? Yeah. I think that hopefully they're just like slowly, and then it's like, oh, it just feels like we've known them all along.
Magic trick. Well, and also just like, especially like this season, because they were also shooting The City. It's like we are seeing them more in the city. And I had never seen Carl's like new, or he lives in Brooklyn now. So we go to his apartment in Brooklyn. I remember. And Kyle comes over and he's like, sorry, I didn't get you any coffee. Did you want one? Carl's like, it's okay.
It's
okay.
All right. Have a seat.
Have a seat. And then Kyle's like, do you like it here? Do you like it? Because you thought about moving away after you and Lindsay broke up. It's like, I did. But I really like it. It's given me a new perspective on the city. Okay.
So do you like this shitty brownstone after compared to your $500,000 penthouse palace in the town?
Because it was like, was it between Brooklyn or Pittsburgh or something? Kyle has to stay in the Hamptons. That's really where he does his best
work. He seems like he's doing a lot better. I will say this. He just seems.
I think so.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like in that scene with Carl, he did not seem. Maybe he just wasn't happy to be in Brooklyn. I'm not sure.
Maybe. But I mean, he was ready to unload again about Amanda. Yeah. So. He was just ready.
Yeah.
I think like he, I don't know, like it's the same, him and Amanda, I feel like they have never been your typical reality stars in that they don't enjoy being on TV. But I feel like this is like the healthiest and happiest and most like at peace with their jobs I've seen both of them in a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Like there's this other show and then slowly I can, walk into the sun.
Or I can just, even this stuff with like Ben, it's like, even if it's the producers trying to like make something seem like, it is like, nice to honestly see Amanda kind of be flirty and like happy and like giggly around like a cute boy, because we've never really get to see that with Amanda like the whole time we've known her. So I think,
she said she likes to have fun, but Kyle doesn't want to have, Kyle doesn't like it when she's having fun without him. No, she is a fun girl.
And the tables have turned. The tables have turned that now she wants Summer to be fun and he doesn't want her to have fun.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
So they show up again for the next weekend. Amanda's like, I don't want to have like conversations like last weekend. Like, I just want Kyle to come to me when he has an issue instead of going to like, all of our new coworkers.
Yeah.
And everybody's loading in. And then I know exactly when they filmed this because Jesse goes in saying, I like my suitcase, which I still say all the time. It's so, I never got over it. I
never
love it.
Got over it. I do like that sound that was on TikTok.
Yeah. Just really quick. Okay, so we're in the car, the GMCs, which I guess they all have to drive now, these GMCs, to the Hamptons house. That is definitely sponsored. Do you notice how West is turning into Kyle? Like, single white female. Like, he has a mullet now. Have you noticed that mullet?
Yeah,
Saying things this episode. I was like, this is fucking Kyle Cook season 3. He was like, it's just the guys. It's just a guy's thing. And he had like a mullet. And I was like, oh my God, this is single white female. Holy shit.
Yeah.
West is Kyle.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing more from West because I don't know. I feel like this is his, third season? Mm-hmm. I think yes, it's his third. This is his third. Yeah.
But
yeah.
if he does to Sierra what Kyle has done to Amanda, mm-mm.
Please don't take the light out of her eyes. We love Sierra.
We love her. She's so good.
No, Sierra's already has like her reality TV career no matter what. She's not going to be like trapped with this man. You know?
No.
But he is. Okay, but do you see what I'm saying?
Like, I totally see what you're saying. Oh my God. Because there was something unsettling. Like from the beginning, I was like, he seems different to me this season.
He seems different, but he seems very familiar.
Kyle-ish.
He's Kyle-ish. Mm-hmm. But Kyle doesn't have the mullet anymore.
The producers may have, or he's more comfortable with the producers, and basically he's now ingrained in the show. Because you know how when they're fresh and new, they're just they don't understand
they're
the workings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're green. But I feel like now he's been in it long enough. I think he might either be taking notes or, you know, he's gotten very familiar with production. You can just tell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And when they cast him, they were like, maybe we want a Kyle Cook type. And he was like,
oh, yeah. Give me Kyle Cole. And Cole were obviously cast to be Jesse and Kyle.
Oh, for sure. Now that you say that, with Jesse and West, I can absolutely see them as Kyle and Carl.
They're the Kyle. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And now production is finally, in this season, I think, getting really what they always wanted, which is Carl and Kyle fighting over a girl, Sierra. And it's like, oh, this is like their wet dream, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And so then, and also we meet another new person this episode. Mm-hmm. Sierra comes with Mia,
who we don't really
get to know, like Philip said, because we're busy with the divorce.
But what we do get from her is that she was able to get Sierra moved into her apartment building. And also, she worked at a sex club. And that's all we learned.
No time to waste.
They're like, and then she's like, "Do I get a confessional?" And they were like, "Sure, as long as we get to see pictures of you working in the sex club." And we did get those pictures. And she's like doing the confessional, and she's like, "I really liked it because I was kind of shy, and working there really brought me out of my shell."
I think that's a great place to make you a little extroverted. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps. Yeah, probably
like
with
Fox.
Stage fright. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely.
Oh, I loved her book. Did you ever read? Well, I didn't read her book. I listened to it.
It's still reading.
Uncut Gems. Julia Fox.
Yeah. Oh, we love Julia Fox.
Oh, I love her. I love her. Mm-hmm.
Working at a sex club. That's how she realized she liked acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that she
wanted to be a sugar baby.
Mm-hmm. Sugar baby.
She realized both things. Yeah. Will Mia realize
this? We love
this?
Those realizations.
Maybe on Summer House.
We may or may not find out, depending on how long we talk about Kyle and Amanda.
Yes. We'll see if there's time.
Hopefully there will be time. She's absolutely gorgeous, by the way.
Stunning.
Pretty.
I'm like, oh my God. I got to find out what apartment building these girls are living in, because I'm like, does everybody look like this there? Because holy shit. It's like the most beautiful people I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give me the name to her sex club. Am I right?
They're not in that apartment building in Brooklyn with Carl.
So Sierra and Mia go cook some spaghetti.
Oh yeah.
And,
that was fun.
All of the most tense dinners on Summer House are spaghetti dinners.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but, you're right.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah. Did you notice, though, when Sarah's like, okay, well, we're going to go cook now. And Carl's like, together? You and me? And she's like, no. Like, the new girl that just moved in the house is my friend. Like, I'm going to go with her and cook.
Yeah.
Carl's like, Kyle's like, anybody for a fake showmance?
yeah.
But so then the guys are talking about how they're going to go back to the club they went to last week because Jesse's friend is DJing there. Yes. And then West is like, Kyle is going to go and be like, oh, can I pick up some of my forehead from the floor? And Amanda's like, Kyle,
see,
what is he talking
about?
Kyle
would say. Do you see what
exactly.
I'm saying? Kyle would
exactly.
totally.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2.0.
And then. 2.0, mm-hmm. exactly. 2.0. And apparently Kyle ate shit there and Bailey and Carl, tiny Bailey and Carl.
Little Bailey,
had to
little
walk
Bailey.
Kyle to bed. It's like, how yeah. did that even work? There's like a 2-foot difference between
well,
these
Well, I was
all
like,
yeah.
where was production? Where is security? Like, they, I know they always have
where
a
are the cameras?
People.
Where was the camera?
Where are the medics?
To see that.
I know. They leave, yeah. it's the same cameras they leave in all of those sprinter vans, and we never get any of those
never
details.
Get, exactly.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Well, mm-mm. I like that Amanda is like, I like her passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Like she's
so
being so passive aggressive, but she's determined to smile the whole night while she's being passive aggressive. So it looks
yep.
so
smizing.
Crazy. She's like, you're making good decisions one yeah. after another. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then like, then she's like, he's like, what? I learned a hard lesson. And then someone like is like, yeah, for the 17th time. And then Kyle goes, are you married? Yeah. Okay. Shut your mouth.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle, yeah. Kyle, Kyle. Yeah. But like Amanda was really like, she was just so.
Oh, yeah.
She
no, was, that was Amanda who said that. Sorry. Yeah. I did it in Kyle's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
And then
yeah,
Kyle's
yeah,
like,
right.
can you just dial yeah. it down?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was so just like not, she was so just passive aggressive and sarcastic and like, I don't give a fuck. And you are a child. And she yeah. was just, yeah. She was
I
like,
she,
it
well,
was like
she, I
embarrassing
think she was pretending
him.
That it was like a joke, but she's
exactly.
so clearly not joking. Like,
yeah.
It's so clearly she's furious, but she's like, I don't care. Are you married? Then shut your mouth.
Yeah. Then shut, you know, shut the fuck up.
Just letting yeah. you know. And that yeah. is
you know,
a reality yeah. star. She knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's been
yes.
on the show
and she's
long
like,
enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then again, we as the viewers and as her castmates know, they're not doing well.
Yes. And Philip, that's what she was really saying. She was saying, have you been on the show for 10 years? No.
Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Just letting you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll yeah. see how well you're doing when your husband is cheating on you with a fan in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, that's mm-hmm. what's going
and,
on
like,
behind
a
the
new
eyes.
Girl has to walk him to my bed.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Through it.
Yeah.
Sierra and CJ have a nice like bonding time. I will say they yeah. are investing us a lot more in Sierra and giving her a lot of personal content because she's gonna yeah. be the new star of the show, really.
Yeah.
Like
honestly, yeah. yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And she
and
deserves it.
Yeah. For sure. And I think
yeah,
with,
she's paid her
with
dues.
The West storyline, it's going to be interesting to see West and Jesse and then our new castmate. Is it KJ?
Exactly. Is it KJ?
Yeah.
Is
it CJ?
Mm-hmm. Or CJ. Yeah.
It's, I think it's KJ. I feel like CJ was another season and I think this is KJ.
AJ. Yeah, I thought I wrote down KJ. Yeah.
Okay. I think his name is KJ.
We're again, we're being newly introduced to him, so we're going
to
know
yes.
more.
Yes.
Okay, but did you notice, so they said that KJ, you know, they put their like little like their jobs at the bottom of whatever. And so with mm-hmm. KJ, they were like, you know, he's a part-time skateboarder and then we see him like skateboarding and he's like doing little tricks and falling down.
Yeah.
And he funny. Invented a new yeah. trick.
Mm-hmm.
He's an inventor.
I like him, and I did.
I like him.
I like him. I think he's. I think he's fun, and I really liked his conversation.
He's so sweet.
With
so like open hearted, like that. He's like in the middle of it, like to Kyle in front of Amanda on camera. Like I'm worried about you. Everything works.
I hope everything's okay.
Or like never. I don't like. He said to the new girl when she cried about. Getting broken up with Sweet Greens 2 years ago.
God.
He was like, never feel bad about crying on camera. Like, he was just so
oh
nice.
Oh my God. I know. He's so nice. I don't want the show to corrupt him. I don't want Kyle to corrupt him. I when I see him, I think of that like, I think of that Demi Lovato meme, which is like, do you remember that, you know, that meme where it's like the tweets where it's like, stay away from her.
Stay away from her. Yes, absolutely.
Get a job. Stay away from her.
He seems so deeply normal to me, though, that like if this isn't his thing, he'll be like, I'm just going to go a model professionally.
I'm
going to
go. Yeah, I'm going to take this skateboard and skate
model
on
with
out of here.
Yeah. I'm excited to learn more. We will find out. We know sometimes castmates get on the show and we don't hear hardly any, a couple of words from them. So, yeah, to be determined. But their conversation was actually really, it was great.
I think it's really beautiful. Yeah. So they talk about Sierra, you know, they talk about like what it was like for them growing up. And Sierra talks about like, and she's talked about it you know, a few times before about her relationship with her dad, and she was really raised by her mom and, you know, just like the difficulties with that. But it was like her mom had to like support these kids by herself, and we learn about KJ's like upbringing, and it was just, I don't know, it was like really like
very heartfelt.
I just thought it was a really
moment.
It was a beautiful moment.
But,
and like,
also it's like, what kind of, I don't know, it does kind of frustrate me though, like where there's, they brought on so many people before like West and Jesse, who like are on the show, and they never have one normal conversation, like heart to heart conversation like that the whole summer. I'm like, what were they doing casting people up until now? Like, finally someone who can like fucking
hold a conversation,
ask someone questions.
Are you okay?
I also liked across the party, West eyes them both jealously.
Oh yes. Mr. West.
Mr. West.
Get a job. Stay away from her. Stay away from her. Get a job. Stay away from her.
So someone else who needs to stay away from her is Kyle. So they all sit down to eat spaghetti, and Kyle makes like a big theatrical toast where he's like, I want to apologize for last weekend. And Sierra like jokes to Amanda, like she does the meme from Euphoria. She's like, is this fucking toast about you?
Yeah.
And Kyle goes, real mature.
Real mature, guys. I'm trying to apologize.
And how about you apologize to your wife at home private? Before we're giving a toast to apologize, I'm like, you haven't talked to her probably the past week.
And she says that. So he's like, I'm just trying to apologize to the house for, you know, I'm really embarrassed and ashamed of my behavior. And I wrote this down because I was like, I think in the 10 years that we have watched Kyle cook, I don't know if I can ever think of a time he's ever said I was embarrassed and ashamed of my behavior towards Amanda. I can't think of a time he's really done that. But then,
I think that it's sincere, but I don't think he understands.
Then she was like, why don't you fucking tell me that? You know, that's what she
said. I don't think it's sincere. Mm-mm. I think it's that, like, I think they are just more separate than they've ever been. Like, they used to work it out. Now they're like pretty much living separate lives. And he's like, why? I'm only going to talk to the public and hope the public thinks I'm good. I don't really care what she thinks about me anymore. This is I don't even know where to start talking to her. I feel like their communication has completely broken down.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I know. The spaghetti looked good, though. The spaghetti did look good.
Oh, it looked good. Garlic.
Yeah, I made spaghetti for dinner.
Yeah, no, I think Sierra and Mia did a great job with dinner. So
they made a great job.
This little toast kind of kicked it off, though. I'm like, my goodness.
Can you imagine, like, ting, 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 like Brittany Bateman, ting, ting,
ting.
I have an announcement. So I'm really ashamed and I'm really embarrassed by my behavior towards my wife, and I'm just...
And then you scream at the woman who just made dinner and set the table for you.
Yeah. And he's, shut the fuck up, Sierra? I'm trying to apologize to you and to the rest of the house. And hey, my wife, shut up. No, he doesn't tell her. She's like, why can't you apologize to me first instead of these people you've just met and told them our whole life?
While he's apologizing for airing their dirty laundry.
Mm-hmm. Before anybody gets to eat spaghetti. No one got a... Yeah. And like... Mia's like, I just got here. And like, can we eat the spaghetti?
Kyle stands up.
So now
and he's
we
like,
know
well,
to start dinners with an apology versus a toast. every time we sit down.
Only if it's to your significant other. Yes, only if it's in front of a bunch of strangers.
Yeah.
Ting, 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 ting.
Everyone, I have an announcement. Yeah. I have behaved terribly.
I'm really embarrassed and I'm really ashamed and I've let you all down. I'm sorry. What is your name again? I know I told you everything about my marriage and all of the trauma I've experienced. Thanks for listening.
Exactly. Yeah, so it sounds like we're going to get a little Sierra versus Kyle here based off of this interaction.
I'm like, Kyle, you are asking for it. Do you remember the last spaghetti dinner? She had a knife. She threw the spaghetti at Lindsay. You are barking up the wrong tree, Mr. Kyle. Yeah.
Oh, that was with Danielle. Danielle threw that glass of wine at her.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And... Okay. Amanda, so Kyle is like, I just wanted to have a heartfelt moment. Be a little respectful, Sierra. And Amanda's like, Kyle. And Kyle goes, she was laughing at me.
And I, you know what? When I saw that, I heard that song stuck in my Sierra in the house.
Sierra, this beat is automatic. Hypnotic, funky, fresh. And then Kyle walks in, slams the door, and then some kind of easel with a plant on it falls to the ground. I'm like, why did the easel have a plant on it? This was never going to fall down.
I was like, what is this decor? What in the anthropology is going on in this house?
It's crazy. Okay,
there's a part that I forgot, which was very funny. When Mia and Sierra are like talking about what they're going to make for dinner, like Kyle's like, just no carbs. And then they're like, wait. They're like, really? And Amanda's like, he is just kidding, but he's just annoying. Like, he doesn't really eat carbs. It's pretty annoying. He sucks. Basically, my husband sucks.
Yeah.
Basically.
He's not joking. He's not joking.
He's just kidding. He's not kidding, but his opinion doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't really matter. Which is probably why he held everybody up from eating the pasta, because he's like, no. Mm-hmm. We should not be eating dinner.
He's like, I don't want to eat carbs, so you shouldn't be eating carbs either. So
This is a good chance for me to repent for my sins.
God, the more I think about it, the funnier what he did is. It's very ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize for making a public scene. So theatrical. Yeah. So over the top.
And then he storms away and that. The painting falling to the ground. It's like nobody goes after him. They're just like going to sit here. Like, it's a beautiful summer night. Like we're going to eat our spaghetti. Yeah. It's like some people's first time in the house ever meeting any of these people ever.
Like Carl starts to stand up and then like Amanda, she's like, they got enough for tonight. Let's just have dinner.
They got enough. They got enough footage. Yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Well, what are your hopes, dreams, predictions for the rest of the season, Philip?
I mean, I feel like... Episode 2 was like a hard launch for the divorce. So it's interesting because I remember when I got to BravoCon, they had leaked the story about them basically living separately. And that was back in November. So I don't know. I think we're going to have a lot of interesting stuff come out pretty soon. My question is, do we think they're going to stay in the bed together the entire season?
Ooh.
Well,
I think
only
they're
if Bailey
that wood bed in half like the House of Usher,
their treehouse
aside.
I think they have to because I don't think Bailey can help him up the stairs.
Yes,
you know, so they have to stay.
That's not sustainable.
What was like that one scene when there was like some scene where Kyle was really drunk? He was really drunk a lot of this episode, but he had like he was slamming into the hallway and he had sunglasses on and his boxers. I don't even remember.
Oh, that was it's like you see them outside.
It was okay.
And like shadow boxing in his underwear, super drunk with sunglasses on. Yeah.
It's uh Yeah, so the preview for next episode also looks really, really good.
Yeah, I'm stoked for this season, dude. I think it's some of the Valley shit, and I am digging it.
This is good. And the fact
season one Valley.
Yeah, and the fact that all of this happened in episode two, I think we're definitely in for a great season. Like, this is going to be good. They're locked in.
I'm proud of them.
They're locked in. Lindsay's back next episode. Like, I think this is, this is going to be good.
I wonder what the dynamics will be when Lindsay walks back into the house. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
She's not
going to,
you know,
be scared again.
Yeah, he's going to be scared. Philip, do you think like next episode or like when Lindsay's back in the house that she's going to tolerate hearing about Kyle and Amanda the whole time? Or is she going to be like, listen, like we need to start talking about me again?
She's going to be like, you haven't asked once about Gemma.
Well, Gemma is basically a fat cunt.
Baby.
Yeah, I think we'll have a couple of moments and then we will be moving it on to something differently with Lindsay, I think.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll get activated? I hope so.
Oh, we
know. I hope she fucks
know.
one of these boys. I hope she misses Robinson.
True. I mean,
one of these fellas.
Yeah, she should. She's single.
I think Ben might be a good match.
And then like Amanda longs for him from afar, but she's like, no, of course it wouldn't bother me. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's now we're really getting a Bridgerton.
I was telling Philip, I was telling Lauren like right before we started recording, like I went back and I watched, like just before we started recording, I watched that episode of Lindsay's birthday, her dark twisted fantasy birthday. Remember, where she's making out with Austin in front of Sierra and everything. And then they get in that really big fight.
Yeah.
The Italian dinner fight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I miss him. Was it
I loved Andrea.
Yeah.
I love Andrea. That was the best season.
He was so hot.
Yeah.
He was a sweetheart,
so
too.
He's so hot. Ugh.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody bringing... I mean, I guess Carl brought bagels to everybody, but nobody's bringing coffee like Andrea used to do, so... Mm-mm. You know, when they would wake up and he would bring them coffee in the morning.
He'd bring it to them in bed. He would bring it to their bed. Like
they'd bring it to the bed bugs, yeah.
Every time he would just go and he'd always have coffee for all the girls in the bed. And it was so sweet. I hope he's okay.
I think he's good. He's married to the girl he was secretly dating.
He's secretly in love with. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad they got married.
Yeah. No, it's good.
I miss him.
Yeah, I do too.
There's
just
been so much, you know, it is really.
Summer House is best when it's love triangles. Now
there's so many people that have been on that show.
I agree.
So many people. Remember Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there was a love triangle there too,
with him and the
him and the other girl they kicked off the show, and then Charlie Kirk's wife who went on a date with him. That was
I forgot that she was on the show for like a hot second.
Free play, blink and you'll miss her, but she never
blinks and you'll miss her.
Oh my god!
But yeah, I'm stoked that there's two love triangles again this season. I really think that's kind of the magic story arc for
Summer. It's good, and it's always good when there's something on Bravo that's like fun. Because I was like, oh my god, I need Summer House to be good after SLC ended. SLC was such a good season.
Yeah.
I don't watch Beverly Hills. It's just too. It's just not funny. It's just not funny.
It's not. But have they ever been funny?
No. Not since the psychic on that one.
Camille
dinner.
Is funny. Yeah, like not on Camille. No, she's not funny anymore.
Camille was funny. LVP was funny.
Yeah, LVP is funny. Yeah, like Joe Collins.
Yes.
Funny.
But Denise was funny when at that one dinner where they were
Denise
high.
Was so funny.
The upside down jacket is so iconic.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah,
that was funny.
But I mean, I don't know if it would be funny now. Now I'm like, I'm genuinely. It's her.
Well,
because
we didn't know
funny,
what was going.
But now I'm a little too worried to.
We didn't know what was going on, but it was, you know, it was fun.
Yeah. It was.
It's
fun.
It's the Rachel Zoe show now, so Summer should be fun.
but you are still watching Beverly Hills then?
I am still watching Beverly Hills. No, I don't. I'm not entertained, but I like Rachel Zoe and I like Jennifer Tilly, and I think that they're doing a great job. Yeah, I think they're doing a great job. But Jennifer Tilly is not a main cast member, but, you know.
Yeah. What the heck? I feel like Jennifer Tilly just, she should get a spinoff.
But don't you think, like,
Tilly's
don't
world.
You think, like, the friends of, like, and so many of the franchises are doing such amazing work, so much better than a lot of main cast. Like, I know it's controversial, but I really like Brittany Bateman. She is really funny. But then especially, like, on Miami.
Marisol, Adriana.
Adriana. No, they're killing it. Not,
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Haitian mortician. Come on now.
And if we.
Epic.
Wait, that's my segue. If we want to be a friend of you, Philip, where would we follow you online?
Yes. So Instagram, I am Philip White, and Philip's with two L's. And then the same for my TikTok as well. So yeah, both TikTok and Instagram. I'm more active on Instagram. So definitely I kind of keep all my Bravo takes and stuff in my story. So I'm always doing something and always hoping to meet a Bravo celebrity. So definitely, yeah.
He's got pictures with Gertie and Meredith. Oh, wait, where can we see you sing? I didn't know you were like a singer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
want to
sing on our show?
Do you want to sing right now?
I definitely am working on some new music. So hopefully, bring me back and we'll when it's ready to launch, we'll do something.
Awesome. We would love that. That's I love that. Yay.
Thank y'all.
Do you have any upcoming shows?
No shows coming up, but hopefully we'll see as I get some more music ready. Hopefully I'll appear somewhere and I'll be the first to let y'all know. But yeah.
Oh.
Well, we'll be the first to book you too.
We will.
Yes,
live show.
Thank you. No,
you're
I love
singing
it.
Singing on both shows, recording and the live show. We're going to get you singing on both.
Yes.
I'm excited. I love y'all. Y'all are amazing.
I won't make you sing for yourself. You just have to go like this.
Ding, 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 ding. I have a song.
Yes, exactly.
And Gemma is a bad cunt. That's my jam.
I love y'all. Bravo Breakdown.